Blog Talk Radio.
Get this Jubilee right fast. For the people.
Yeah. Kept 85 times in the book of Acts. Defended with a Y in the book of Max. Maccabees, if the most high your majesty, then you know pastors at churches is really Pharisees. Gathering and fellowshipping on the wrong day. Turned the real Sabbath to a clear tale long day. A bunch of five, one get one free and half off. Satan, take your currency and get a laugh off.
No,
I look at your sheep, break your sign, Father.
No,
I told you I could be like you. Look how I got. Father, put this day aside for study and rest. Ain't supposed to break a sweat or pant in your breath. But 6 days out the week, shout thy name. One day was sacred for your free, and it's for your head. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob kept. Cause on the seventh day he rested. Shabbat shalom on the Sabbath. Open my eyes on the Sabbath. Rise on the Sabbath. Up and at it. Shabbat shalom on the Sabbath. Study my best on the Sabbath. Rest on the Sabbath, up and at it. Shabbat shalom on the Sabbath. Open my eyes on the Sabbath as I ride on the Sabbath, up and at it. Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom.
And if you're gonna buy yourself, holler back at us, my car.
Let me give you the rundown. Friday is sundown, and Saturday is sundown. Shabbat, that's one damn. Now you know the plan. Had a good book in my hand with a sermon in the background. Listen to the man. If you got an ear, let them hear. Have no fear. The sign to find is when yours is and mine. It's being big. Could have died Friday. Could have died Thursday. Understand and respect the commandment. It's not a work day. Pharaoh's been cracking his whip to turn the heat up. Now I got a sweet cup. Eliminate my beat up. And I've been gazing in this book so long. And every time I try to look up, my eyesight's gone, gone, gone. I'm not jumping, not running, not walking. It's begun to start some nonsense. I ain't even talking. Look, I'm not twisting, not stooping, not bending, not cooking, not tripping. The ending. Shabbat shalom on the Sabbath. Open my eyes on the Sabbath. Rise on the Sabbath. Up and at it. Shabbat shalom on the Sabbath. Study my best on the Sabbath. Rest on the Sabbath. Up and at it. Shabbat shalom on the Sabbath. I'm at home on the Sabbath. I ain't going on no Sabbath. Check my status. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
And if you wanna buy yourself, holla back at us, Makata.
Shabbat shalom.
And if you wanna buy yourself, holla back at us, Makata. You wanna buy yourself, got to holla back. That's the Jubilee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You count.
That's the Jubilee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Flip it in the Hebrew. Get it in the Abiyat one time.
That's the Jubilee. Ha, ba, da, da, ha, wa, da.
Hey, what you mean by that? Stop there.
That's the Jubilee. Ha, ba, da, da, ha, wa, da.
I don't think they heard you. Get it in the Babylon. Let them get it in the Babylon.
That's the Jubilee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. 7. Get it in Hebrew and let's get out of here.
That's the Jubilee. Ha, ba, da, da, ha, wa, da.
Shalom, family.
I'm
I gotta go blow the trumpet, say the most high.
Yeah.
He
slave trade, about to have a sequel. Zachariah 14 verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us. Which brings us scriptures, me and my the house is right for the woman, rap. Half the city took a fourth into captivity. And the rest of the Jews were the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my show law, they gon' kick a dog. 2nd Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Isaiah. 2nd Ezra 2 and 43. We gon' see you die.
We hit the spit. Full of fire. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2. Jeremiah 50 verse 29, they gon' let him fly.
You know, that's all over the news. You see it on the TV and on the internet. What's on y'all? What this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Isaiah said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. You gotta see the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 19:24, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High gonna rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in array against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call her Babylon. Revelation 18, and they thought the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gonna see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14:12, Isaiah 54 and 16.
Oh, we hit the strip, full of hard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 57. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens rain. Fire from the heavens rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished.
Sourdough lawyer on the beat.
And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side. And just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation. In the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shalom, brothers and sisters out there on all four corners of the earth. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne.
Shalom, shalom.
First, like to Shalom, brother. What's going on? Everything all right?
Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing. Good Sabbath. Good Sabbath.
Yeah. All praise to the Most High. We're blessed to partake in another holy day. Shabbat Shalom. Always and forever, we want to start out by saying, Ahaya Bahashem Yeshaya, Barakatam. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High in Christ. Wairawak, that's the Holy Spirit. For all the listeners out there, I'm going to bless you all this evening. We're going to be going into a great show tonight, and it's called Gentiles in the Truth, Our Proselytes. And we're going to be showing in the Bible, of course, as we always do, what we're speaking on tonight. Before we get started, as usual, we always start off by going into the seven overcomes written of in Revelation, so we can show the world out there that we must endure to the end and overcome. There's going to be a lot of obstacles that's going to come your way when you're following the Most High, and we just got to realize that if you fall down seven times, you got to get back up eight, you know, so... without further ado, unless the brother Dwayne has something to say, I'm going to get right into it.
Well, go ahead. You do the seven overcomes. We're going to go into a song because I got some information I sent you on the email about some news. We're going to go into some news after we do the. You do your seven overcomes, then the song. Then we're going to read, I'm going to read the mission statement, and then you should be now seeing the information that I'm sending you with the news we're going to bring out tonight.
Okay. So my seven, okay. Seven of Cold song, get back to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, no problem.
So when the song playing, check your email.
Okay, no doubt. I got it. I see it right here. That's okay. What it is. So, going to get into the seven overcomes written of in Revelations. One moment. Okay. We're going to start at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear. For the Spirit saith unto the churches, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, that same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my power, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my power and the name of the city of my power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my power, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. So those are my seven overcomes. Just trying to show, you know, everybody out there that when you're dealing in this truth, you absolutely gonna go through something. And that's how you know that you're going through something, when That's how you know that you're in this truth when you go through a lot of things. So we got to realize that, you know, we got to overcome. This is what Christ is telling us. You know, you got to overcome, endure to the end. If you're being righteous in the eyes of the Most High, all of these things that the Messiah, Christ, Yeshua was speaking on will be given unto you. So we're going to get into a tune, and on the other side of this track, we'll be on a mission statement.
The hand of thy power was upon me. It carried me out in the spirit of a high, set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O thy power, only thou knowest.
Only you know that.
He said unto me, prophesy upon these bones.
Welcome to Babylon, land of your captivity, the bread to this hateful heart and activity. As you deny sin and gotcha by the collar, you're risking mama for a couple of dollars. Welcome to Babylon. This ain't your home, you a vagabond. About to send hot beans out of stolen Avalon. The women you choose in close proximity. Headed up the march, sanger about to kill a sea. Laying down with a lead, heartless. Got them in you with your pistol, yanking out cartilage. Then you wonder why nothing ever worked out. So you punching bags for the devil, cause the father don't know you. Running like it's your job, sinning cause you know not. That it's some very good to keep you deader in the dough, nah. Deception is the main word that hates of your heart. Not knowing you the chosen, so the phone collection don't stop.
Christ, but utterly lifeless, look how they landing. Try it out, don't cry it out. Look how they standing. Kick one, they ain't gonna feel it, they dead. Mind, body, spirit, can you make these dry bones live? Show them their transgression, show them what they won't see. Get it in, can you make these dry bones live? Forget them, they like it. Show them who their bones is, who their growth is.
Trying to bring peace, they see it as a fight. My people in the dark, I'm just trying to bring some light. The Most High said, tell them that they ain't living right. Tell them dry bones gone, go and get a light. You got a soul, but it's death mean. And you gasping for air, yeah. Wouldn't say you suffocating, cause to suffocate, you gotta first have some type of breath in you. If you don't put the skin on, you can't find life's meaning. But your skeleton looks no different from the heathen. What you searching for is what the Father bringing. The whole world starving, cause ain't nobody eating. I'm connected to the Father, no dial up. I used to be in the valley with the pile up. It's a new me. It'll be Skeletor as my profile pic if you pull my old file up.
Christ, it's utterly lifeless. Look how they landing. Try it out. Don't cry it out. Look how they standing. Pick one. It doesn't matter. They did. Mind, body, and spirit. Get out. Can you make these dry bones live? Show them their transgression. Show them what they won't see. Get it in. Can you make these dry bones live? Give them their legacy and heritage. Show them why it is what it is. Can you make these dry bones live? Show them their transgression.
Yeah.
Can you make these dry bones
live? Man, about the mind, how about that mind, y'all? So I prophesied as I was committed. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, everything got to shaking. And the bones start coming together, bone to its bone. One bone connected to another bone, connected to another bone. And as I beheld, flesh came upon them. And their skin covered them above. There was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy and say to the wind, thus say up a higher. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain bones, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they lived, and they lived. And they stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You're back We're back, tuned in to the Lion's Den, the Warriors of Christ. I'm your host, Jonathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. And today we have a great study, we have a great show for you today. Gentiles and the truth are proselytes. So, take on, brother.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Dwayne. I have Brother Faith. Welcome to the White Lion's Den. The show tonight is called Gentiles and the Truth are Proselytes. Yes, Gentiles and the Truth are Proselytes. So that means Gentiles or heathens, according to the Most High, nations that's not Israel, Hebrew Israelites, they can make it to the kingdom. You know, we're going to go into scriptures. We're going to show that tonight. And I'd like to thank the brother, Maverick Bronze, for that track with John Boy. I'd like to thank John Boy, Brother Maverick Bronze, for that track. Kenny Dry Bones Live, that's Ezekiel 37. That's what them boys did. We're going to go into the mission statement, and then we're going to come with some startling news. But it's very startling, but we as Israelites, we already understand it. So, our mission statement as Warriors in Christ is, Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We are about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect of persons, period. The truth stands. If you can't forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahaya, Bahashem, Yeshaya, Wawu, Waw. And that is our mission statement. Just like the brother read, our seven overcomes. When you come in this truth, you're going to be dealing with high-level spirits trying to take you down and bring you from moving forward. So it's going to come from a lot of different angles, you know, and it might come from the house inside the household, might come from who you gather with, might come from world. It might come from anywhere, but the whole thing is Satan aware that you understand you're an Israelite, you're avoiding the port, you're respecting the Sabbath, so he got to come in another way. He has to come in another way, and basically that's through division. I'm going to read this again. Warriors in Christ is about 100% truth. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect of persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and move focus, if you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahaya, Bahashem, Yishai, Wawa. So, as a nation, we have to come together. A nation that's divided cannot stand, and we've been divided for many, many generations. So, it's time to get up, we all fail, because brothers and sisters have fallen and will fall. So the brothers and sisters who still standing, we got to extend the hand out to pull each other up, because any of us could fall at any given time. That's why we're supposed to help each other. We are the children of Israel, so we help each other. So let's go into this news. Go to a track, then go into the news.
All right.
Day of them trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow the trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. And we gon' blow them trumpets.
Watching these scriptures come to life, the word got me in awe. But for us to rise, this place gotta fall. The Most High said I live my life behind bars. Nas rhyme here, rhyme there, for a righteous cause. The Father never lied to me, so when the things he say come true, it don't be a surprise to me. I grew in the word, I'm just trying to get a bigger size to me. Doing what's right in his sight, so he keep his eyes to me. Do not lecture me about your weaponry. If you gon' shoot, shoot, cause I know who blessing me. Go and pop your. Yo, pastor out of his mind, he ain't telling you what you in for. You unsure when the scriptures say endure, you like what for? Why you focus on distractions? The building blocks of your life are collapsing. You're absent of them trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Left my old mindset, now I got my mind right. Set my clock to prophecy, now I got my time right. You gon' see that white light, tryna chase that limelight. Cause that bad man to your dome piece and get laid out in that dark night. They came alive, them 12 tribes, when I found out I was one. Now I'm so focused, and it's on my locus, I pinpoint every one of them. I changed my focus, now I don't focus on what go wrong. My head and hands up to the sky like the Most High said go long. Can't get into the end zone till you try and rip that ozone. We ain't tryna slow down, oh wait a minute, oh hold on, now you hold on. Like bye bye and so long, call me John Boy, but I'm a new man. That old guy is long gone, staying on that narrow. But you might not notice why them angels blowing them trumpets. I'm on them drums, keep the focus.
Day of them trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets.
All right, shalom everybody. We're back. We're tuned in to the Lion's Den. Warriors in Christ, Brother Yehonathan speaking alongside with my brother Dwayne. And on the flip side of this track, my brother was telling me that there was some news that we're going to be bringing out, and I'm looking at it right now. This is from the local Sweden's news in English. So this is Swedish news. I guess this news is out of Sweden. The local Sweden's news in English. That's what it says here. It says, the headline says, public masturbation, not a crime. Swedish court. Okay. Let's see. Okay. It says,
what's going on right here is, I think, 9 times 10, yes, most definitely. Sweden, that's part of the 10, and that's part of the 10 horns, most definitely. I got to look and see. Yeah. I think that's one of the 10 horn nations, man, the Edomite nation, a Roman nation, a Khazar nation. Part of the 10 horns. And like the brother say, the headlines is public masturbation, not a crime. We're going to read this filth, what this individual did, and what the courts deem not a crime. Go ahead, brother.
All right. I guess I'm going to read everything I'm saying. It says, a man who openly masturbated on a Stockholm beach has been acquitted of sexual assault in court after it was ruled he was not targeting a specific person, with the prosecutor saying it's okay to play with yourself in public.
So right here, it's okay to whip out and just masturbate. That's what they're saying. It's okay to just do that. Long as you ain't pointing it at nobody and long as you ain't getting a thrill of, of nobody. Read that again with what that says.
It says here, a man who openly masturbated on a Stockholm beach has been acquitted of sexual assault in court after it was ruled he was not targeting a specific person, with the prosecutor saying it's okay, in parentheses there, in quote, it's okay to play with yourself in public.
Okay, jump down where the incident occurred.
All right, a moment. Okay, the incident occurred on June 6th at the Drewiken Beach, when the man removed his shorts to begin masturbating close to the water. He was subsequently charged with sexual assault.
First of all, hold on 1 second. First of all, he never should have been charged with sexual assault, because that's not sexual assault. That's indecent exposure in the lewd act. He was charged with the wrong thing, so by him being charged with the wrong thing, he could be acquitted of a charge of a crime he wasn't committing. He could be acquitted of that because he wasn't committing that crime. You shouldn't be able to walk. You shouldn't be able to. This is crazy. Now, if it's a beach where it's a new beach, I guess that's cool because they say, hey, this is a new beach. But evidently, this wasn't a new beach. However.
Let me just read. I'm going to just start back at the top. The incident occurred on June 6th. You said however? I'm trying to see that.
Just go ahead. Just read the whole thing.
Yeah. The incident occurred on June 6th at the Drewiken Beach when the man removed his shorts and began masturbating close to the water. He was subsequently charged with sexual assault. The Södertörn District Court has now acquitted the 65-year-old in a judgment which stated that it may be proven, and this is in quote, it may be proven that the man exposed himself and masturbated on this occasion. However, the court added that no offense had been committed, as the masturbating man was not pleasuring himself toward a specific person. Public prosecutor Olaf Bretmar told the Meaty newspaper that he wasn't planning to appeal the ruling. For this to be a criminal offense, it's required that a sexual molestation was directed toward one or more people. I think the court's judgment is reasonable, he said. When asked if it was now acceptable to masturbate in public if you don't direct it toward a specific individual, the prosecutor said it was okay. Come on, man. You want me to keep reading that?
Read that again.
Hold on. Man. When asked if it was now acceptable to masturbate in public if you don't direct it toward a specific individual, the prosecutor said it was okay. This is madness. Okay, I'm going to keep on reading. The district court has made a judgment on this case. With that, we can conclude that it is okay to masturbate on the beach. The act may be considered to be disorderly conduct. The district court, in another recent judgment, a 15-year-old boy was acquitted after being previously charged with sexual assault. The teen had thrown his underwear into a lake and stood naked in front of two underage girls. The Södertörn District Court said that his behavior did not have a sexual undertone and the charge was dismissed. Both the girls had requested the boy be charged with molestation. Man, lawlessness, man.
that's why the most I didn't want to mingle in with those other nations, unless Israel was in the forefront, because Israel would be a light to the Gentiles. We are the light to the Gentiles to bring forth the Most High statutes, laws, and commandments. But when they up over us, they end up doing these lewd, insidious acts. And we end up falling right behind them, and we don't know the difference between right and wrong no more. It's all good now. So that's what the Most High was trying to avoid, as for the children of Israel not dealing with the other nations. Because once these other nations get over us, we would be lawless. So that's where we at now. Because we broke the law, statutes, and commandments, and we're winning these curses. And this is where we at now. And the great part about it is we're in the last days of it. So we're coming out of them curses. If we follow these laws, statutes, and commandments, we most definitely coming out. We out of them curses because we know who we is. And we have to execute from righteousness from the heart and follow Christ, get to the Most High. So that's where we at right now. So, like I was saying, I'm not too sure. I think Sweden is part of the Ten Horns. So that's an Edomite country. So, and about this show tonight, we finna go in and show that all Edomites and all other the heathens don't all operate on this mindset right here, what we read. And we're going to show that there are Edomites and other Japhetic people in other nations outside of Israel that will partake in Christ's reign and after Christ's reign, after the thousand-year Christ's reign, when everything gets to the Father. So with that being said, give them the information where they could pull this up, where they could read it themselves, or this public masturbation, not a crime, by the Swedish court. Get them the information where they could go. Then we're going to go to we got one more song, then we're going to go into the show.
All right. Right here, I'm looking at the URL that says thelocal.se. So I guess that's the that's how you would probably be able to directly find this information. If you Google this, call the Local Sweden's News in English. That's the name of this particular website. Also, to make it a lot easier for anybody out there, if you just send us an email at warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com, we'll be glad to send you, you know, information that you heard throughout the show. That's warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com, warriors with an S, in Christ, INCHRIST, 144@gmail.com. We'll get you any information you need that we present on the show. But the Local Sweden's News in English, just Google that, and you'll be able to have a look at this for yourself. So. Yes, so we're going to play a track, and then on the flip side, we're going to be getting into today's show. One moment.
Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, coins, 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 guap, pesos. Money,
Tell me why he gave us the law, if it's true that we all equal. My ancestors built pyramids and it wasn't built by no tall people. You look like a lion, but you live like a bald eagle. Don't need no money tree, cause at the root is all evil. Luke 6, 36, I repay back tenfold. Some ox be taking shots, I sit back while they reload. I do it for Israel, keep your input and your info. Almost did a face plan, but I survived that endo. Now I'm out though, looking in for my tall post. For the dough, you will be caught up in a lot of sin. More money, more problems, first 10, 6-10.
You will find your E plus your D out there chasing N. Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, coins, guap, pesos. Money, coins, guap, pesos, money, coins, guap, pesos,
yeah.
Money, coins, guap, pesos, money, coins, guap,
look,
pesos,
money. The Shia on my mind like a song that I'm humming. And I might not have money, but my spirit quite abundant. They missed the last supper, so these boys morning hungry. My only appetite is for the land of milk and honey. But we put on Christ like a shadow, and you can keep the cheddar. I'm intolerant to lactose, yeah. All praises to a higher with a flagpole. And I'm about my business, but I won't sell my soul. And money is the root of all evil, and you can trace it straight to a bottomless pit hole. Money, coins, guap, pesos, a higher made it rain, bread that we prayed for.
Money, coins, guap, pesos, money, coins, guap, pesos, money, coins, guap, pesos, money, coins, guap, pesos, money.
Money's all you think about, assuming your whole lifestyle. Take it till you make it seem to be the new theme now. The beam is on my eyes, now your boy can see clear now. The mark of the beast is in the hood, so no more cashing now. You envy all these idols, so watch your mad up to nothing. Cars, clothes, and the women, and money be the discussion. Wait a minute, they bluffing, they all say that ain't something. But when it comes down to something, the higher said that is nothing, huh? The root of evil got money controlling people. Got robbers robbing the poor and killing their own people. Jesus can't be the answer. Matter of fact, he the cancer. Infiltrating the churches and preachers got us for ransom, boy.
Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, money, coins, coins, guap, guap, pesos. Money, coins, 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 guap, pesos. Money.
All right, shalom, everybody. We're back. We tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. My brother Jonathan, alongside with the brother Dwayne. And I think we're about ready to get into the show.
Yeah, shalom. Let me reiterate something again. Most definitely, thank the Most High, Ahayah, Shem, Yishai, Wabawak, for these brothers who putting in this work, man, with this music. Because they line up online. They line up online. And the Most High has blessed us to speak and chat and vibe with these brothers, and we do get exclusives from these brothers. So at the end of the day, thank Ahayu for Warriors in Christ could do work with the brethren. It's about doing work with the brethren. So that's a blessing. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about, doing the work in unity. We ain't about that division. Because at the end of the day, the work going to speak for itself. You're just going to archive and you'll see the work being done. And you're going to keep hearing the work being done with multiple people who like-minded. So that's where we at. A nation, Israel, Kwame Yashala, here we come. Okay. This show here is called Gentiles and the Truth Are Proselytes. Okay. Spell that word proselyte for me and take them in a take them to Acts 2 verse 10 and we're gonna go in the mouth for it and show them the definition of a proselyte.
Okay, proselyte. That's spelled P-R-O-S-E-L-Y-T-E. Proselyte. P-R-O-S-E-L-Y-T-E. Okay, that was Acts. Okay, one more. We're going to 2 and 10, first one?
Acts 2 and 10, show them in the mouth what the definition.
Okay, Acts chapter 2, verse 10. Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes. Acts chapter 2, verse 10.
Jews and proselytes.
Jews and proselytes. The Strong's definition or the Strong's number is G4. 339.
Greek?
That definition.
3-4, what is it? G, say it again. Greek?
G as in Greek, 4339. Okay. Definition. A newcomer, a stranger, alien, a proselyte, one who has come over from a Gentile religion to Judaism.
Now, well, nobody can convert to Judaism, number one. There is no such thing as Judaism. That stuff that those Khazars, Romans, they converted, they masqueraded themselves as the children of Israel. There is no such thing as Judaism. So a proselyte is an individual that's a Gentile. We're talking about a bloodline here. We're not talking about a mindset. We're talking about a bloodline. Because when the Most High speak in the Old Testament, every time the Most High say Gentile or heathen, he's speaking about a bloodline. He's not speaking about a mindset. He's speaking about a bloodline. So a proselyte is an individual. Before we go into all the scriptures, let's go to when Philip went to the Ethiopian. What scripture that is?
It's going to be Acts. Philip, hold on. Acts 8. It's going to Acts 8 and 35.
Okay. Acts 8, chapter 8, verse 35. So the people that's Gentiles that come over into the truth and follow the ways of the Most High, because once you follow in the ways of the Most High, you in the spirit. The children of Israel was given the law. We was given the law. We bound by the law. The Gentiles come in through faith. So, but they have to execute. They have to do the work. And so in the work that they're doing is executing with righteousness. So what they're doing in the spirit, they're following the Most High. Because when we follow in the law, we're in the spirit with the Most High. So those Gentiles are proselytes. Let's go where you at?
Now we're going to go to verse 26, Acts 8 and 26,
okay.
So they can get the full understanding.
Okay.
Of the brothers. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet.
So, hold on one second. This is an Ethiopian who go up to Jerusalem because what he was doing, he was following the father. That when the altar was erected, when the altar was up, everybody had to come to Jerusalem to worship Ahio. So this proselyte, this Ethiopian, used to come to Jerusalem to worship the Father. Read that again for me.
All right. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. This is Acts 8 and 26, 27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship.
Because the Ethiopians are from the seed of Ham. Okay. Read verse 28.
Verse 28. Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired
Hold on one second. Read that again. Because Philip asked him, did he know what he was reading? He was reading the Old Testament. He was reading in the book of the Tanakh. He was reading in the book of the prophets. He was reading Isaiah. Read that again.
Acts chapter 8, verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I except some man should guide me?
So he needed to be guided by an individual, the Most High Son, with the understanding. So we have to understand that the Most High Son, people in the earth to help give us understanding, to help us expound our understanding. A lot of just people just say, I just get it from the Most High. But it's funny, y'all wasn't screaming Ahio 5-10 years ago. It's funny you weren't screaming you was an Israelite 5-10 years ago. So the truth, the Most High put the Spirit in the earth and put that Spirit on multiple different people to help to bring you to an understanding. And we have to understand that. A lot of us don't want to be meek and humble and just understand the Most High have sent men in the earth to wake us up. We have to be meek and humble and understand that the Most High have sent men in the earth to wake us up. Read.
The middle of 31. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Verse 32, the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. Verse 33, in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.
So right here he's reading Isaiah. Hold on one second. Right here he's reading Isaiah 53. Keep going.
Verse 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this of him or of some other man. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him, Yeshua. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized?
So right here, this is showing you a Gentile understanding to partake in the kingdom. He has to be baptized. So you have, but you have Israelite brothers teaching you that you don't have to hit the water. When all of Israel was, all mankind always was saved by water. When the flood, when the Most High flooded the earth with Noah, mankind was saved with water. When the children of Israel was taken from slavery the Egyptians, Salakia, sorry about that, from the Egyptians, we went through the water, passed through the water. The baptism with Christ is the doctrine of Christ. You have to go through the water. It's nothing new on the earth, brothers and sisters. From Noah, from the time of children of Israel, to when Christ came to earth. Water, physical water. Read that again.
And as they went their way, and verse 36, Acts 36, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? Verse 37, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Yeshua Christ is the Son of the Most High. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. Verse 39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing.
So Philip he went on his way rejoicing. After Philip did the work that the Spirit sent him to do, he was sent. He was sent to this Gentile. He was sent to this Gentile to baptize this Gentile. And it's the same thing that happened when Peter was sent to Cornelius, to baptize and bring these Gentiles to the fold. It's the same thing. So we're seeing right here that Philip baptized an Ethiopian that every year would come up to Jerusalem to worship the Most High. So we're seeing that right here, this wasn't no Israelite brother. This brother was not from one of the 12 tribes. He was a Hamite. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go all the way to the beginning. And we're going to look and see. We're going to look and see from the beginning. When the children of Israel were taken out of Egypt, we're going to go to Exodus 12, verse 40. Because a lot of Israel deal with the Old Testament, and they don't look at the New Testament as the same as the old. But it's a new covenant Christ brought in. Christ brought in the New Testament. And the Gentiles can partake. What we mean partake? The children of Israel is going to be kings and queens of the earth. And they have to have servants. And we're not saying the servants are going to be treated like slaves. But the kings and queens are gonna be treated like kings and queens. You have to have somebody who's gonna be the servant. But these are blessed servants. These aren't the servants that's in the earth today, as well. We were slaves. they're going to be our servants. And they're going to be treated like people. They're not going to be treated beaten, stabbed, kicked, punched, whipped. That's not going to happen. It's going to be pure love and righteousness in the kingdom. Yet the Gentiles are going to be servants. But like I say, they are blessed servants because the children of Israel are on the bottom and the Most High blessed his people. He chose these people. And these people will rise and rule again. But we're going to show you that the children of Israel always had servants among them from the other nations. Always. That's from the other nations. Exodus 12, verse 40.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generations. Verse 43. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is brought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. Verse 45, a foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. Verse 46, in one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near to keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. Verse 49, one law shall be to him that is home born, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, and the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the self same day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies.
Okay, this show you, go to Numbers 9, verse 14. While you're going to Numbers 9, verse 14, this is showing you, this is before the children of Israel left Egypt. The scripture says, Exodus 12, verse 43. Exodus 12, verse 43. I'm going to start at verse 42. It is the night to be much observed unto the Most High Power for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is the night of the Most High Power to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generations. And the Most High Power spoke unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. And the reason is saying that, because go to Numbers 9, verse 14. But I'm going to keep going. I'm going to read that again. And the Most High Power spoke unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man servant that is brought for money or has circumcised him shall eat thereof. A foreigner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. Because what it's saying, these are the people who are not Israelites. So we're going to read 43 again. And the Most High Power spoke unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. So let's get an understanding of what it means. No stranger shall eat thereof. Go to Numbers 9, verse 14.
Numbers chapter 9, verse 14. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto the Lord, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. Verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up
okay.
The cloud.
Hold on, my bad. This is showing. Read that again, because it's showing you that the stranger ordinance is going to be different from the Israelite ordinance. They could partake in the Passover, but they're going to have some different ordinances than the children of Israel. Read that again for me.
Numbers chapter 9, verse 14. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover unto the Lord, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
See, it's two different. It's a difference between the bloodline of Israel and the non-bloodline of Israel. We're not talking about a mindset. It's a difference between the bloodline of Israel and the non-bloodline. So they are among the children of Israel, but their ordinance is a little different. But at the same time, they always partook with the children of Israel then, and when Christ came to earth, brought in the New Testament, the New Covenant, they're gonna partake in the kingdom. They're gonna partake in the kingdom. Who you think gonna straighten out the earth? Who you think gonna build the kingdom? Who you think going, like I was saying, who you think going to serve the kings and queens while they're in the kingdom? The Gentiles. And like I say, it's not a bad thing. And we're not looking at it as we rule and over. But we have to understand the Most High power is a righteous power. For thousands of years, his people have been on the bottom. It's only righteous and it's only fair that he set his people up, that he chose. Let's go to Exodus 12, verse 30, so we can keep going. Exodus 12, verse 30. So we can show,
12.
For we finna go and show where when the Israelites left Egypt, we don't never speak about. We always speak about Israel left Egypt. Israel left Egypt. But don't you think it was some Ethiopians, some Egyptians who wanted to go with the Israelites, who wanted to partake with the Israelites? Yes, it's Egyptians who went with the Israelites. Read.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 30. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Most High, as ye have said. Also, take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we be all dead men. 34. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their netted troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Most High power gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them and flocks and herds, even very much cows. Verse 30, verse 9. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry. Neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years.
Okay, this is showing you when they was leaving. Okay. Hold on. This is showing you when they leave. Now, when the children of Israel, they was basically, hey, get out of here, go, because the Most High had sent the death angel, was killing all the firstborn of the men or the firstborn of the beast. And so Pharaoh, like, get up out of here, go. So now the Pharaoh is sending the children of Israel up out of there after 430 years. Go to Exodus 14, verse 8. Because the children of Israel, the Most High had them bless the children of Israel, where the Egyptians even was wanting to get them up out of there so bad, they just giving them gold, silver, whatever the children can I have out of here. You can have all that. Get out of here. Just go. So they being given things. The Most High, the scripture says, lend it. Ball, Exodus 12:35, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels, silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. Man, just get it, go, man, just go, you can have it. Go. So let's go to Exodus 14, verse 8. Because, see, while this is going on, you have Egyptians who are going to see the power, who understood the power. They understood the plagues. They were seeing things and understood. Hold up, man. All these gods we worship here, and we see all this stuff going on. Even evidently, the gods we worship ain't the true God. So you have Egyptians who seen that and recognize that. Read, Exodus 14, verse 8.
Exodus chapter 14, verse 8. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea beside Pahath-Heroth before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Most High, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again, no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forth. Israel, that they go forward. Sorry. Verse 16. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon the chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians...
Read verse 18 again for me.
17.
Read 17 again for me. With authority. Read it for me with authority.
Exodus chapter 14, verse 17. And I behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen.
3:18.
And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Most High when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen.
So the Most High said he will get honor. So the way the Most High get honor is destroying the nations. And when the nations be destroyed, they know the Most High did it. They know the children of Israel ain't do it. They know the Most High do it. That's why the Most High said, read 17, 18 again for me. Because Pharaoh, the Egyptians, was great in the earth at this time. They had the Most High people enslaved. So the Most High, right here, we got to understand, when the Most High do things for the children of Israel, the other nations fear it. The other nations fear what the Most High do for the children of Israel. Read 17, 18 for me.
Exodus chapter 14, verse 17. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Most High Power, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen.
Okay. Now, keep going.
Verse 19. An angel of the Most High, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night.
Wow. Keep going.
Verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them, and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels. And they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said,
Hold on right here. This is showing you, it says, verse 25, Exodus 14, verse 25. And took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Most High Power fighteth for them against the Egyptians. The Most High fight for the children of Israel. Exodus 14, verse 14. the Most High Power shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Only thing we supposed to do is prophesy, just put this truth out here. The Most High do the rest. Okay, we in Exodus 14, reading where the children of Israel are being freed. But if you remember, we go back to Exodus 12, verse 14, is letting you know about the strangers that will dwell among the children of Israel, remembering the Passovers. So evidently some Egyptians fled with the Israelites. So we're going to keep going and we're going to show that Gentiles or heathens always dwelt among the children of Israel. Always. And it's no different with now, with Gentiles who come among the children of Israel and put away the pagan ways, put away the blood and the strange things and the fornication and the idolatry, and come in and partake in executing righteousness from the heart, they will obtain the kingdom too. They might not dwell in the kingdom. They will live in their respective lands around the kingdom, but they still will partake in Christ's thousand-year reign. And when the thousand-year reign is over, everything is given over to Christ after the judgment and forever and ever and ever. So there are Gentiles who will partake. So we got to be careful when we just teaching brothers and sisters of Gentiles, heathens. We got to understand there are heathens and Gentiles that will be called by the Most High name. The Most High will call them. They will call on the Most High name. It will be Gentiles that will worship the Most High. And they're called proselytes. Okay. Right here we're showing where the wheels fell off. Now, we finna see right here why the nations fear the children, why the nations fear the Most High. Not the children of Israel, why the nations fear the Most High. Finish reading 27.
Exodus chapter 14, verse 27. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. And the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked up upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Most High did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant, Moses.
Okay. Exodus 14, verse 30. Thus the Most High saved Israel that day out the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Most High Power did upon the Egyptians. So right there, that's when the children of Israel witnessed the power of the Most High, just like the Egyptians witnessed the power of the Most High. Now, read 15, verse 1 and 2 for me.
Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength, and the Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my power, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's power, and I will exalt him.
So right here, the children of Israel is singing a song to the Most High. And let's read some of the song, what they're going to sing. about the other nations, what the other nations fear the most, fear the Most High, because of the great work he did for the children of Israel. Read verse 14.
Exodus 15, verse 14. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine army, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased.
Keep going,
17. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established.
Go to Malachi verse 1, verse 11. Right here, while he's going to Malachi 1, verse 11, the people shall hear. Exodus 15, verse 14, the people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold of the inhabitants. This is showing you that when other nations heard the Most High freed the children of Israel from the Egyptians, who was great in the earth those days, they knew it was only the Most High power who did it. The earth don't feel the children of Israel. They feel the Most High power for his love for the children of Israel. So we need to understand it's the Most High behind us. It's the power of the Most High that is our God. If we all come together, no nation could do nothing against us. It's nothing we do. It's if we come to the Most High, and we now following the other nations, we following the commandments, and the Most High in love with us. He in love with us. He gonna protect us. He gonna do all great things for us. Verse 15. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All of the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thy arm, they know the Most High power. They understand that, and that links up with Psalm 83. Why they came all against us? Why all the nations come against us to keep us blinded? Because if we come together, the Most High work for us. The Most High move for us. The Most High move for us. Malachi 1 verse 11.
Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat.
Hold on, you're going to the next scripture, but right here is showing, read that again, read 11 again for me.
Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the said the Lord of hosts.
The Most High said his name will be great among the Gentiles, great among the heathen. Why? Read verse 14. Malachi 1, verse 14.
Malachi 1 and 14. But cursed be the deceiver which has in his flock a male and boweth and sacrifices unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen.
The Most High say his name is dreadful among the heathen. Dreadful means fearful. And that links right back up with Exodus 15, verse 14. They knowing that the Most High worked for his people. So the Most High said his name will be dreadful among the heathen. Let's go into Amos 9, verse 11 and 12. So the Most High said his name will be dreadful among the heathen. We went into the history to show you the children of Israel coming out of Egypt and showing you that the Most High power strikes fear in the other nations for what he do for the nation of Israel. So now let's look into what the Most High said about the heathens, about the Gentiles that he that will be called by his name. We understand that they will be afraid of him, but that's the ones who working in unrighteousness. But what about the Gentiles that's working in righteousness? The ones who believe in following in truth. Amos 9, verse 11 and 12.
Amos chapter 9, verse 11. In that day will I rise up the tabernacle of David, that is fallen, and close up the breach, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will rise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. Verse 12, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this.
The Most High said, go to Acts 15, verse 17. The Most High said he will possess a remnant of Edom and all the other heathen that will be called by his name. So therefore, the Most High is showing you Amos 9, 11 verse, Amos 9 and 11 and 12 is showing you he's going to raise up the tabernacle of David. He's going to raise the children of Israel up again. And yet, when he raised those that made that great nation up again that he chose, it will be a remnant of Edom and heathens that will be called by his name. So, it's showing us that it's other nations that's going to partake. Acts 15, verse 7.
Acts 15, verse 7. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And the Most High, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?
So this is Peter expounding, telling the people, read 15 and 17 again. He's speaking about the prophecy where Amos had spoken on. It was being fulfilled at that time when Paul was teaching the Gentiles. Because Christ, remember, on the road to Damascus, blinded Saul. 3 days later, he was baptized. He went to the children of Israel. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. He went to Jerusalem. They didn't want to hear what he said. He went to the Gentiles because he was sent to the Gentiles by Christ. Read 15, verse 7 again.
Acts chapter 15, verse 7. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago the Most High made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And the Most High, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith.
Read that scripture again. Giving who the Holy Spirit? Giving them and us. Read that again.
Verse 8. And the Most High, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us.
So right there, that's showing you that's not talking spiritually. That's talking about the Holy Spirit, which is a spirit, dealing with two different nations. And what I mean two different nations, when I say two different nations, the children of Israel and everybody else outside the children of Israel are heathens, Gentiles. That's a whole totally, that's two different people, two different manner of people. The Most High chosen and everybody else. So Peter expounding and showing that the children of Israel was given, we know the children of Israel was given the laws but in statutes and was dealing with the Holy Spirit, yet Peter was letting the people know that the Most High is dealing with them too, because that's what happened when he went to Cornelius. Let's read, we're going to 2 Esdras 2, verse 34, and we're going to piggyback on with the Most High saying he will get a remnant of Edom and the Gentiles that will be called by his name. Going back with Peter, speaking on the Most High spoke on that, and during his time, that's when the children of Israel started going to the Gentiles, because that was first time the children of Israel started dealing with the Gentiles. They were seeing that the Most High now is dealing with the Gentiles, because it's now dealing with the individuals whose heart is right, the ones who want to follow the Most High in truth and in spirit. 2 Esdras 2, verse 34. But if it's best if you had a 1611. It's all right if you got an apocryphal, because the scripture we're going to show you speaks for itself. But if you got a 1611 Bible, when you first look at chapter 2, it's going to give you a summary of what the whole scripture in the totality what it's speaking on. And in the verse 34 it says, because they refuse, the Gentiles are called. Because that what was going on during the time when Paul was living, Peter was living. When the Israelites fell, salvation was given to the Gentiles. So the gospel would be, the good news will be taken to the Gentiles. The Israelites always were going to partake, but now the Gentiles could partake. Read 2 Esdras, verse 34. And like I'm saying, if you got a 1611, you can look in there, you can see it yourself. Chapter 2. Look at the summary at the top, and it'll give you an understanding. And so read 2 Esdras 2, verse 34.
2 Esdras, chapter 2, verse 34. And therefore I say unto you, O ye heathen, that hear and understand, look for your shepherd. He shall give you everlasting rest, for he is not at hand, that shall come in the end of the world.
So right there we've been shown that the Most High is speaking to the heathen and letting them know that through Christ, their shepherd. Christ is their shepherd too. Anybody who's working in righteousness and executing in truth and in spirit, the Most High is dealing with you. Jew or Gentile. Israelite or proselyte. Let's look at Acts 13, verse 14.
Acts chapter 13, verse 14. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue said unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand, said, men of Israel, and ye that fear the Most High, give audience. The Most High of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. and with a high arm brought he them out of it. Verse 18. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to be to them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterwards they desired a king. And the Most High gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish.
Hold on, what you read? 13, no, I'm sorry, 13, verse 43, not 14, 43.
Okay.
My bad. Sorry.
Right, Acts chapter 13, verse 43. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of the Most High.
So read that again, because after the Jew, let's see who followed the Jews. Read it again.
Acts chapter 13, verse 43. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of the Most High.
So it's showing you, it say many of the Jews, is that Israelites, and then it says religious proselytes follow Barnabas, Paul and Barnabas. So it's showing you, let's look at it right there where you at, going to eastward.
Okay.
Looking at religious proselytes who was following the Jews and Paul and Barnabas.
Okay, we're looking at proselytes again, right here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Proselyte. That's G as in Greek, 4339 in your Strong's. G4339. Proselyte. A newcomer, a stranger, alien, a proselyte, one who has come over from a Gentile religion, Judaism.
Let's go to Acts 6, verse 5.
Acts 6, verse 5. Acts chapter 6. Verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Pharminas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch.
Okay. Nicholas was a proselyte of Antioch. Let's see the who was Nicholas. Look in the scroll. I'm looking at your scrolls or eastward, and let's see what land Nicholas was from. And it tell us Antioch. Let's see what the scripture, what it says.
In the scroll, right?
In the scroll. Or your mind.
All right. Okay, scroll to your mind. What is Greek? It's G3532, and G3532 says, Nicholas, victor of the people, was a proselyte of Antioch and one of the 7 deacons of the church at Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. And so where is Antioch? Where's Antioch?
located at, brother?
Antioch is in Greece.
It was in Asia Minor. Not too far from Rome, right?
Right.
So he was an Antioch. He was from Antioch. He was a proselyte. He wasn't an Israelite. He was a proselyte. He was set up. He was a deacon. Read it again.
A moment. Antioch, or Nicholas, rather, was a proselyte of Antioch and one of the seven deacons of the church at Jerusalem. That's it.
Let's go into Cornelius. Let's go when Peter was first. The vision came on Peter. Because it's impossible, because what we have to understand is when the Most High speak, when the Most High. Do your research. Can you find any time in the Old Testament the Most High say Jew or Gentile? I mean, Gentile or heathen. He's speaking on the mindset or operating in the mindset of a Gentile. When he say Gentile or heathen, he's speaking strictly on bloodline. So when Peter was sent. So when Paul was sent to the Gentiles, he was sent to the Gentiles. He wasn't sent to the dispersed among the Gentiles, because the dispersed among the Gentiles are Israelites. The Most High, in Genesis, no, in Deuteronomy 28:64, he said he would scatter us among all people. So when the scripture says disperse among the Gentiles, those are the Israelites he's speaking on. But if we look at it as the Israelites are Gentiles who was dispersed among, well, how come in let's go to Exodus 43. Because in Exodus, 2nd Exodus 43, it clearly shows you that just because the children of Israel left the land or were scattered abroad, they still was children of Israel. Those are the people that was given, the people of the circumcision. If you are the people of the circumcision, you was given the law. It don't matter if you're operating in a Gentile way. When from the Most High point of view, when he see, the Most High know who Gentiles is, and he know who Israelites is, bloodline. He know who is who. So when the scripture, it clearly shows us that the ones who left from among the heathen, they left from among the heathen to keep their statutes, laws, and commandments. They left from among the heathen to keep their statutes and laws and commandments. So if that's the case, all the Indians, Gentiles, all the Puerto Ricans, Gentiles, all the 10 tribes, Gentiles. If that's the case. But they're not Gentiles. They're Israelites. Because in Daniel, remember in Daniel, Daniel would not eat the bread of the Gentiles. He would not eat the bread of the Gentiles. Tobit would not eat the bread of the Gentiles. Even though they went to slavery in the other nations, they would not eat the bread of the Gentiles. And something else, when the children of Israel went to slavery in all ancient, every time the children of Israel went to slavery, they knew who they was. Every nation let them function who they are, except this last slavery.
Just like slavery we went into, they took our heritage from us. They would not let us know who we are, because through each slavery, the children of Israel came up out of it because they were able to follow their God. They knew who they was. In the Babylonian captivity, we knew who we was. When they went to Assyria, they knew who they was. Each time we went to slavery, we knew who we was. Egypt, we knew who we was. So, read that scripture I just told you to go to.
Which one?
2 Esdras 13, verse 43.
Second Esdras, chapter 13, verse 43. And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passage of the river. For the Most High then showed signs for them, and held still.
Go back up. Go up where he said he gathered a peaceful multitude.
Okay.
Another peaceful multitude.
Second Esdras, chapter 13, verse 39. And whereas thou sawest that he gathered another peaceable multitude unto him. Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoner out of their own land in the time of Osia, the king, whom Shalmaneser, the king of Assyria, led away captive, and he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. But they took
Hold on. It's showing you when they was in Asia Minor. It's showing you when they went over into Assyria. They still knew who they was. Just like Paul. Paul. He lived in among Rome. He was a Roman citizen, but he knew he was Israelite. He still knew that. He still knew his bloodline. Even though he started persecuting the church in at the time they was calling them Christians, because in Antioch that's what they was calling the followers of Christ. They was calling them Christians, which links up into Acts 13 verse 1 when they was calling them nigger or niger. You look in your scrolls or your mind sword, it links right up to Christian. That's where Christians first come from. They were calling them niggers or nigers. Niger, nigger. So Paul knew he was Israelite. He was a citizen living in Rome. So let's go into the finished reading where you at, for we could show just because of they was dispersed didn't mean they didn't know they were children of Israel.
All right. And whereas thou saw that he gathered another peaceful multitude unto him, those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoner out of their own land in the time of Osia, the king whom Shalmaneser, the king of Assyria, led away captive, and he carried them over the waters. And so came they into another land. But they took this counsel amongst themselves that they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a further country where never mankind dwelt, that they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land. And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passage of the river. For the Most High then showed signs to them and held still the flood till they were passed over. Verse 45. For through that country a great way to go.
Through that country is a great way to go. Keep going.
Namely, of a year and a half. And the same region is called. Of a year and a half. And the same region is called Arzareth.
In the same region is called our hidden land, okay, a.k.a. Babylon, America. The 10 tribes came to America. When they left from the multitude among the heathen, after 3 years bondage among the Syrians, all of them didn't leave, but a good portion of the 10 tribes came over and populated the Western Hemisphere, so-called Indians, North American Indians, Gad, Simeon, Nephilim, Reuben, Ephraim, Naphtali, Issachar, Zebulun, who else? Who I didn't name?
You got Ephraim, Simeon.
Ephraim, my name. Ephraim, Simeon, Gad, Reuben, Manasseh, Issachar, Zebulun, the 10 tribes,
yeah.
The so-called Asher, the so-called minority, besides the blacks in America, the so-called minority. Anybody got a tag on them? Minority in a country that was taken by Edomites. They came and took it. How you going to name Gadites? How you going to name Gadites minority? When you came and took the land from them, then you renamed the land. Now you saying you it's more y'all here than them. That everybody else the minority. You came and took the land. You took the land. You killed out people. Took the land. Then you go over, bring people on slave ships into the land. Everybody minority. Why y'all not called European American? Then y'all come from Europe. Why ever African American? You get them two names. Okay, two names. Why you not called European American? You not from here. We just heard who habitated the land before them. But that's sure. But what we're going back to is that saying that it's a saying that an individual is being a Gentile in a Gentile mind frame or a heathen mind frame. It's a difference between mind frame and bloodline. When the Most High say heathen and Gentile in the Old Testament, he's speaking on the bloodline. And that's where a lot of it get mixed up at, with Cornelius, saying Cornelius was an Israelite. Cornelius was not an Israelite. Let's go inside the scripture and show how we know Cornelius was not an Israelite. Read when the vision was given to Paul. Peter.
I don't have to find that. You got it wrote down over there? Or no.
That's 10.
All right. One second. Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band.
Okay, now right here, hold on. Right here, we understand that different people, the Romans brought in a lot of different people and citizenized a lot of different people. But at this time, we got to look at this time frame. This is when the Romans haven't took down Jerusalem yet. They haven't took down Jerusalem yet. So you got to understand, the Israelites didn't start partaking into the Roman army until it was taken down. When they took down Jerusalem, And through the years, with so many Jews as slaves in the land of Rome, they start raising up and letting them be partakers of the army. Because later, that's who took them down, the Israelites, from joining their army. But at this time, this is before 70 A.D. This is when the Romans first started taking, this is when the Romans first had control over Jerusalem. This is when they first was having control of Jerusalem. And the Romans knew, and the Israelites knew who they was, and the Romans knew who they were. Those soldiers was not.
One moment. And we might have lost the brother, but he'll be back in one moment, please. Just bear with us. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. Brother Jonathan, Brother Dwayne. All right, go ahead.
Okay, got to read kind of fast because we're in overtime. The Israelites knew who was Israelites, and the Romans knew who was. It was straight Edomites coming up against them. Edomites and other, and some of the army was of the other nations at this time. Now, read verse 2.
Acts chapter 10, verse 2. A devout man, and one that feared the Most High with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to the Most High always. He saw.
Okay, this is right here. Hold on. This is right here showing you that these are one of the Gentiles, of one of the Edom. This is what was one of the remnant of Edom that will be called by the Most High name. We have to identify that remnant, because if we're saying everybody Israel, 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 we're not identifying nobody in the Bible who, when the Most High said a remnant of Edom will be called by his name. Don't you think that would be in the scriptures? We read what Amos prophesied the Most High saying that. We read what Peter, at the time Peter was living, the prophecy being fulfilled, and Peter speaking on that prophecy being fulfilled. And right here, this is when it was being fulfilled. A devout man. Now, keep going. Verse 3.
He saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of the Most High coming in to him. And saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before the Most High. And now send me to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Verse 9. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him. And as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, rise,
Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again, the second time. But the Most High hath cleansed that call not thou coming. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision was, which is like in verse 17. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am him whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said,
hold on one second. Yeah. Hold on one second. Verse 21. Verse 19. When Peter saw on this vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I sent them. So the Spirit was preparing Peter to deal with another nation. The Spirit was preparing him to deal with another nation, told him to doubt nothing. So when he get down there and see these people, don't doubt nothing, because I'm sending you to talk to these people. I'm sending these people to talk to you. Don't doubt nothing, because at once upon a time, they didn't deal with the other nation. Keep going.
Verse 20, arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feareth the Most High, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from the Most High by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee.
Hold on. It's showing you, it says, verse 22, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feareth the Most High power and of good report among the nation of Jews. He had a good report among the nation of Jews. So he was an Edomite, but he treated the Jews upright because he was a devout man and feared the Most High. Keep reading. Read from where you left off at.
Yeah. Middle of 22. Jews, was warned from the Most High by a holy angel to send for thee unto his house and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took
him
up.
Right here, I'm going to 23. And they called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow then went away with them and certain brethren from Joppa accompany him. So some of the Jews, Peter took some Israelites with him. Verse 24. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and he called together his kinsmen and their friends. So these are Gentiles that function amongst Cornelius, who who was searching to be part of the Most High's kingdom. Read, finish with 25. No, 26. 26. And then let me read 25. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him, because he had much respect for Peter. He had much respect for Peter. Read 26, see what Peter said.
Acts 10 and 26. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with them, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is unlawful," Shalakim, verse 28. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But the Most High has shown
right
me."
Stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Stop right there. Evidently, he's talking about a bloodline. He's not talking about a mind frame. He's not talking about a mind frame. Because the children of Israel was given the law, statutes, and commandments. No other nation was given the law, statutes, and commandments. It was unlawful to deal with another bloodline, not an individual working in another mind frame. Solomon was a king of Israel. He fell. He was building altars, sacrificing other gods. Was he a Gentile? There's a lot to speak about that. Was he was in a Gentile mind frame? David put the man on the front line to be killed. So David was operating in a mind frame of a Gentile. You can name on and on people sinning against the Most High. So they was working in a Gentile mind frame. But the Most High still look at them as Israelites, because he look at the bloodline. Filter everything through what the Most High say. Right here, it said it was unlawful to deal with another nation. Another nation is Gentile or heathen. Finish from where you was. But God
has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore. Shalakim. I asked therefore, for what intent ye have sent for me. Verse 30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting unto this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of the Most High. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before the Most High, to hear all things that are commanded thee of the Most High? Verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that the Most High is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him.
Read verse 34 and 35 again, because let's filter this through the eyes of the Most High, what Peter is looking at. He's looking at it from the Most High point of view, that he's seeing now that the Most High is working, not just working with Israel anymore. He's working with nations outside of Israel. This has nothing to do with a mind frame. This is a bloodline. Read 34 and 35.
Acts 10 and 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that the Most High is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him.
Read 34-35 again. Do it say, but in every mind frame of an individual who working as a Gentile, who got a mind frame of a Gentile, or is it Read it again. What do that scripture say?
Acts 10:35, but in every nation, he that feareth him. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him.
Okay, now it's going to go into Peter letting you know who was given the law, statutes, and commandments. Read the next verse.
The word of the Most High sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yeshua Christ. He is Lord of all. That word I
so
say.
Hold on. Cause right here, it's showing you, Peter letting you know that the truth, I mean, that the statutes, laws, and the commandments, and the Savior, the Messiah, the Christ, going to come through that bloodline of Israel. Going to come through that bloodline. And that bloodline and those people are going to take the truth, or they're going to take the laws, statutes, and commandments and be a light to the other nations. Showing you that, yes, other nations are going to partake, because right here, this is when Peter was with Cornelius, what the Holy Spirit put on him to doubt nothing. Now, we're hearing when Peter speaking among these Gentiles, letting them know that he perceived that the Most High is not a respecter of persons, but in every nation that worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Read verse 37.
Acts 10:37. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached.
Hold on one second. And remember, in 36, the word which the Most High spoke, I mean the word which the Most High power sent unto the children of Israel, preached peace by Yeshua Christ, he is Lord of all. He's Lord of all. He's working in righteousness. Read verse 38.
Acts 10:38, how the Most High anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For the Most High was with him, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him, the Most High, raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of the Most High, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of the Most High to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.
Read 43 again for me, with emphasis. Read it with emphasis for me.
Acts chapter 10, verse 43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.
Keep going.
Verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were us.
And who?
And they of the circumcision.
And they of the who?
And they of the circumcision.
Was right here in this scripture, what he mean in they of the circumcision, brother?
Those who were given the law.
Okay, those who were given them, so the Jews, read, they are the circumcision were what?
And they are the circumcision which believe were astonished.
They was what?
Astonished.
Keep going.
As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Right here we've been seeing that the ones who came with Peter, who believed, the Jews who came with Peter, who was doing the work, they was astonished to see the Holy Spirit come down on another nation. Read it again, because this right here, this scripture speaking on those of the circumcision are the ones who were given the law. The people who were given the law were surprised, they were astonished, they were stunned to see it. Read it for me.
And they of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Because that on the Gentiles also was poured on the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because that on the Gentiles also was poured on the Holy Spirit. It's talking about a bloodline right here. It's not talking about a mindset. This is talking about a bloodline. Keep going, brother.
Verse 46, Acts 10. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify the Most High. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Most High power. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days.
Now, read 47 again, because we understand Cyprus, which is Peter. Cyprus means rock. Christ built his rock upon Peter. Peter is the foundation of Christ's assembly, Christ's church. So Peter was the head disciple, head apostle. So the Gentiles was following suit of Peter. So when he said, can any man forbid water? Because they had done hit the water. And at the end, he's going to say, as we, because everything that the apostles and the Gentiles, everything the apostles and the disciples, the Jews went through, these Gentiles partook in. Everything except physically circumcising themselves, because they didn't have to. When Christ died on the cross, the blood for the remission of sins, his blood was shed on the heavenly tabernacle. You're no longer bound to the physical circumcision. And it was these individuals here come in through faith. So, read that for me. Read 47.
Acts chapter 10, verse 47. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them.
Receive the Holy Spirit as well as we. Okay. Read it 48.
Acts 10 and 48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days.
Keep going.
Acts 11, verse 1. And the apostle and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the words of Mosiah. And when
Hold
Peter
on.
Was,
read that again. Read what was going into Jerusalem? What they heard? What? Read that again.
Acts 11, verse 1. And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of the Most High.
Okay.
And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him.
So the Israelites was like, man, hold on, what's going on? You dealing with the outside nations. Keep going.
And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they were of the circumcision, contended with him, saying, Thou wentest into men uncircumcised, and didst eat with them? But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, For the Most High hath cleansed that call not thou coming. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold.
So right here, we understand in verse 8, but I said, No, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean have at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven. For the Most High power has cleansed, that call not thou common. So what it's saying right here is, it's people. At one time I didn't deal with, I deal with. So once upon a time, these people were lawless. But I'm giving these people leeway now. These people could come in because they could execute righteousness from the heart and accept Christ as their Savior and accept me as their power. Therefore, I could bring in any nation that accept me, because you got to understand the Most High power created the whole heavens and the earth. This is His. So it's people in this earth that want to come to the Most High. All the nations in the earth not against the Most High, especially in these days and times, with the amount of these nations, the top of these, the head leaders of these nations don't care about the poll of their people. These people calling on for the Most High too. These people waiting for Israel to rise up, because these people want to come out of these situations too. These people want to come out of this struggling, this tribulation, too. It's a lot of Edomites who enjoying this kingdom, but it's a lot of them who suffering in this kingdom. It's a lot who suffering in this kingdom. It's a lot of the nations that actually suffering in this kingdom and actually want to call on the Most High. That's why the children of Israel had to be a light and put this truth out there so the other nations could hear the gospel, so they could cleave to the good news and come to the Most High. Read.
Acts 11 and 11. And behold, immediately there were three men already come into the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send me to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. Verse 15, And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Most High, how that he said, John indeed baptized with the water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. For as much then as the Most High gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Most High, who believed on the Lord, Slakim, Yeshua Christ. But was I that I could withstand the Most High?
Right here, Peter is saying for 15, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them as on us in the beginning. The same way when Christ came and brought them to understanding, the Holy Spirit came down on them. After Christ expounded the truth and taught them, and when in the day of the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down on them, the same way it came down on these Gentiles,
who these Edomites at this time. Verse 17, for as much then as the Most High Power gave them the gift as he did unto us, who believe on Yeshua Christ, what was I that I could withstand the Most High Power? So we was taught that salvation is for the Jews. That's what they was taught. Right? And at this time, they also knew, because Christ, when Christ went down and came back, he told them, now preach this in all four corners of the earth. But at first, remember, Matthew 10:5, Christ told the 12 disciples to not go among, don't go to the Gentiles, and don't go among Samaria, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then Matthew 24, I was not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They understood that. But now this is when Christ had done left the earth. Now the salvation is being shown that Jews that Gentiles can partake in the salvation. And this was a new thing, and that's why Peter said he can't withstand the Most High Power. The Most High Power is the Almighty Power. He do as he will. Read verse 18.
Acts 11, verse 18. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified the Most High, saying, then hath the Most High also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
Read that again.
Acts chapter 11, verse 18. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified the Most High, saying, then hath the Most High also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
Okay, that's this show tonight, which is the Gentiles in truth are proselytes. This last scripture speaks for itself. When they heard these things, they held their peace. They couldn't speak no more. And you've got to remember, these was the Jews that was in Jerusalem that was contending with Peter. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified the Most High Power, saying, then have the Most High Power also to the Gentiles granted repentance to life. So any Gentile who working in righteousness, who yield to the Most High Power, their idolatry, fornication, of strange things, and no eating of blood, come to the Most High Power and work in righteousness from the heart, and do the things that deem righteous in the Most High eyes, and come together and do the work with the Israelite brother or sister. Who are us to withstand this brother or sister from partaking what the Most High had given them? The Most High said he will. Most High said he will get a remnant of Edom and the heathen that will be called by his name. That's Amos 9, verse 11 and 12. So we got to understand, Gentiles will partake in now called proselytes. The Gentiles that's in Christ are called proselytes. So I hope y'all had a great show. The brother Wanathon, he's going to do his thing. And Kwame Yashiwala.
Kwame Yashiwala, Rise Israel. Once again, brought to you by Warriors in Christ. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. Brother Yohanathan speaking alongside with Brother Dwayne. Shabbat Shalom.
Trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets. They are
the trumpets. And we gon' blow some trumpets. Day of the trumpets. And we gon' blow some trumpets. Day of the trumpets.
Watching these scriptures come to life, the word got me in awe. But for us to rise, this place gotta fall. The Most High said I live my life behind bars. Now's rhyme here, rhyme there, for a righteous cause. The Father never lied to me, so when the things he say come true, it don't be a surprise to me. I grew in the word, I'm just trying to get a bigger size to me. Doing what's right in his sight, so he keep his eyes to me. Do not lecture me about your weaponry. If you gon' shoot, shoot, cause I know who blessing me. Going popular. Yo, pastor out of his mind, he ain't telling you what you in for. You unsure when the scriptures say endure, you like what for? Why you focus on distractions? The building blocks of your life are collapsing. You're absent.
Day of them trumpets. And we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets. And we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets. And we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets. And we gon' blow them trumpets, and we gon' blow them trumpets.
Left my old mindset, now I got my mind right. Set my clock to prophecy, now I got my time right. You gon' see that white light, tryna chase that limelight. Cause that bad man to your dome piece and get laid out in that dark night. They came alive, them 12 tribes, when I found out I was one of them. So focused, and it's on my locus, I pinpoint every one of them. I changed my focus, now I don't focus on what go wrong. My head and hands up to the sky like the Most High said go long. Can't get into the end zone till you try and rip that old loan. We ain't trying to slow down, oh wait a minute, or hold on, now you hold on. Like bye bye and so long, call me John Boy, but I'm a new man. That old guy is long gone, staying on that narrow. But you might not notice why them angels blowing them trumpets. I'm on them drums, keep the focus.
Day of them trumpets. And we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets. And we gon' blow them trumpets. Day of the trumpets. And we gon' blow them trumpets.